The Texas law requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the abortion facility. Indiana has a similar, though less restrictive law. Doctors who perform abortions must have admitting privileges at a hospital in the same county or an adjacent county as the abortion facility, or have a written agreement with a doctor with those same privileges. IU law professor Dawn Johnson says the Supreme Court's ruling now requires closer scrutiny of such laws.
The court clarified that the undue burden standard requires a showing that the state law actually advances some health purpose if it's enacted under the guise of protecting women's health. And so that opens the door to a challenge to restrictions like Indiana's that are not identical to the one in Texas.
Johnson says the Texas case should have no impact on a current lawsuit challenging Indiana's selective abortion ban. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.